Welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. My name is Evan Johnson, and I want to share with you how to develop and maintain a successful podcast. My guests and I will discuss all things podcasting and how your podcast can become an essential part of your business. That means more revenue, better relationships with your audience, and so much more. If you haven't already, check out our website at ipodcastedit.com and enter your email address to get each episode delivered directly to your inbox, along with some other free information I'm sure you'll find useful. Get ready to turn on your mic and join me on the path to podcast success. Okay, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. On this week's episode, I have Jeremy Clark. Jeremy Clark is the host of the Dynamic Power Podcast, which I had the pleasure to be on the other day. It was a lot of fun. And Jeremy Clark is a father to four and a husband to his beautiful wife, Molly, who I've also had on the show. And her episode will be released, not yet, but it will be released soon. Jeremy has spent most of his life chasing other people's dreams, not his own. But towards the end of 2018, Jeremy and Molly attended an event that would change their trajectory and refocus their mindset to live their dreams. They started the Dynamic Power Podcast in 2019 to create value and build an audience. Since then, they have started an apparel line, obtained their personal training certifications, and continue to move towards living their dream in the fitness space. It was a lot of fun interviewing Jeremy today, and I think you guys are going to get a lot out of this episode. So if you enjoy it, don't forget to share it and leave a 5-star review and a written review as well, so I can hear what you think. And let me know if there are any other questions you'd like me to ask future guests. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I have been excited about this conversation.
Thank you so much, Evan, man. I really, when you reached out and you were like, hey, I'd like to have you on the podcast, you know, I immediately, once we got done talking to one another, I picked up the phone, called my wife and said, guess what? So very excited to be here.
Good. I am happy. So I like to start off with the same question with all my guests. And that is, what was your biggest fear of podcasting when you first were starting out? And did that fear actually end up coming true?
So there were several fears, but I will say okay. That the biggest one for us, because I think we may have started out a little different than some of your previous guests, in that we have attempted to use our podcast to actually create value and to build an audience. So we weren't coming into the podcast realm with a big following or a big group of people behind us. We really wanted to start it to have our voice be heard. And so my biggest fear going into it was that no one was going to listen, which is like the fear of everyone, right? I mean, it's, you put something out there and you put your heart on your sleeve and you want to talk about things that are near and dear to you. And you know, your biggest fear is that it's just going to land on deaf ears.
Right. Yeah. And how has, what was the outcome? Did that actually happen, or have you gotten some listens?
No, we've actually gotten way more listens than we ever imagined. And you know, what helps with us for that is that, you know, our message is being heard and it drives us to continue to want to, you know, do the podcast, because when you're trying to be consistent, right, your mind's not always wanting to be consistent either. There's things that come up, there's trips that are scheduled, there's things like that where you have to, when you get the listens and get the likes and get the reviews, you know, you start becoming more, okay, we definitely have to be consistent. We definitely have to put this out there regardless of our emotions and moods and everything else that's scheduled.
Right. So did you start off with no audience or some audience?
So we have a fitness group that we've been a part of for about 5 years now. And so we have acquaintances and things like that are personal friends on our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So when we started kind of drumming up excitement that, hey, we were coming out with this, I mean, we knew that we were going to have some people that would be interested and want to give it a listen. I will tell you though that with the the analytics, you know, I look at them daily, right, to see, and I'll be like, ooh, we got this many, or ooh, we got that many. it's profound to me that, you know, we've been doing this for, we started in January of this year. So now we're in October. We just released our 35th episode, this last Tuesday. So, you know, I feel like we're on a good pace for the amount of episodes we have and the amount of listeners that have listened up to this point.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's good. And what kind of strategies have you been using to grow the audience surrounding the podcast? Because it sounds to me like your podcast is one of your main, like, audience building tools. So how have you been able to use it to grow your audience?
That's a very good question, because I don't think, number one, there's a magic answer. When you hear a lot of people talk about, you know, growing your voice or growing your product or whatever it is that you're trying to create value with, you know, what normally I hear people say is stick to what you're good at, right? So, you know, with the multitude of social media platforms, you know, there's the website, there's, you know, email captures, there's those sorts of things. I mean, we're kind of grassroots in it. You know, we Instagram and Facebook is where we're at. There's some things that we're doing that we're trying to create and build outside of the podcast itself. When we talk about in my bio, you know, chasing our dreams instead of chasing someone else's dreams or working for someone that's chasing their dreams, you know, where a website is on the horizon, you know, using some sort of email capture platform to, you know, continue to build our base and be able to communicate to said base when needed.
Right. Okay. And those are things that you're planning on implementing as well as time goes on?
Correct. Yes. I've got the website. I've got it up on my laptop and daily I'm in there and, you know, changing some text, changing some photos. So I've got to start, you know, one of the things that we'll get to, I know when in your questions, is imperfect action, right? We tend to have this idea around, you know, in order for me to do this or to, you know, cross over into this new realm, it's everything's got to exactly fall into place. And as anyone that's done a podcast or anyone that has started to create something, we know that there's no such thing as perfect, right? It's never going to be. And so what we do is we start to tell ourselves stories around, well, you know, if I just wait until this, or if I just wait until that, and then what that happens then is 6 months go by and you still haven't released it or you still haven't performed it or whatever the case may be. So I find myself falling into that trap on the website, and I just need to give myself a good old kick in the butt and move forward with it.
Yeah, that was me for a while before I started my podcast. I had a bunch of recordings done, but my podcast wasn't actually launched. Because I kept waiting and I kept, you know, oh, got to do this and that first. But you just have to start it, you know what I mean, at some point.
And my wife and I were in the same boat. We actually, you know, I listened. There's several podcasts about starting podcasts. And so I listened to one of those. You know, I fell into the trap on Amazon on Podcasting for Dummies book, bought that. You know, just trying to be way over analytical on really – I mean, it's simple when you talk about technology and using your phone to record and just some other things like that. But we actually recorded an episode, and that was going to be the episode that we were going to use. And when I went back through it and listened to it, I said, you know what? I said, I think for our first episode, we should probably just introduce ourselves and kind of talk about where we have gone throughout the entirety of our life up till now, that and why now we want to do a podcast and that sort of thing, because it definitely, the other episode that we recorded was definitely not like that. It was just some random, you know, idea. And we just talked about that. So definitely, you know, you just have to just get on it. It's not going to be perfect. It's definitely probably you'll listen to it again and go, oh, I messed up there. Oh, I messed up there. And it's fine because it's reps, reps, reps. The more you do it, the more comfortable you become with it.
Yeah, that's true, especially I feel like with podcasting, where you start out, it's not going to be perfect, right? No one's episode one is actually good, but the more episodes you do and the longer you do it for, the better everything becomes, which is why it's so crucial to start and not wait for everything to be perfect, because everything can't be perfect. It cannot be perfect until you've actually been doing it for a while.
Most definitely. And again, an imperfect action taken is way better than perfect action that's never taken, right? I mean, so that's, and again, I mean, you know, it's easy to say, because again, I've fallen into that trap with the website, right? I mean, I'm trying to think about all these ways it needs to be perfect. And it's like, you just have to get it posted and just start, you know, letting people know that it's there and it's available.
Yeah, definitely. So let's transition a little bit to your podcast as it relates to a business. So talk a little bit about, why did you actually start a podcast? And is the podcast, is it related to business? And if so, how is it related to business?
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, right, one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to create our own voice within, you know, a lot of different voices out there. I mean, there's a ton of podcasts. There's a ton of people that are, you know, talking different things. And really what we decided and wanted to do is, my wife and I, because my wife is on the podcast with me as well. Mm-hmm. My wife and I we have spent up until about October of last year, our lives, and we determined that we had just settled. So, you know, it was, we both worked in the corporate world. We both, you know, it was like, this is it. We get paid every 2 weeks, and you know, what our destiny is going to be faced with whatever the company that I work for decides to do or not do, or sells or closes or whatever the case may be. So we attended an event last year, and you know all too well, because you do edit his podcast, Satema Ghali Jr., and it just blew our minds, right? So the idea of the podcast for us is to have people join us on our transformational journey as we become the people that we were meant to be, and we create the people that we want to be, and we create the life that we want. And so a lot of the topics and a lot of the things on the podcast are around, you know, things that we'll run into. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had one called Do and Done, right? Where you look at things just from I did it and it's done, not start telling yourself stories around, well, if I do it, or this is why I don't want to do it, or this is why I should do it. Just do it and get it done, right? Because we find ourselves telling ourselves stories. So it's, you know, kind of applicable to what things that we're going through as we try to change our trajectory and move into more of a life that we create versus a life that we're settling for. So to answer your question, it from a business standpoint, it's really not. Now there's a tie into that I'll step into in a minute, but we didn't go into it looking at, you know, monetizing anything out of it at the forefront. Part of the whole idea behind this transformational journey that we're doing was this mindset of, you know, being powerful, and that each one of us have our own power, and we can either use that power for good or we can use that power for bad. And what I mean by that is, take me for instance, 43 years of my life, I was extremely negative, extremely pessimistic. And so now what I was doing is I was allowing things and situations in my life to have a negative connotation and take the power away from me, right? Like that it was making me basically useless or just kind of frozen, like I don't know what to do. And now the idea is that when I'm faced with these things, they're probably trying to teach me something, show me something, and if I need to take the power back to be in control of said situation and adjust accordingly depending upon what's happened. So from that idea and that thought process, and again, this transformational journey idea, my wife and I created an apparel line, which is called Team Dynamic Power. And the idea behind Team Dynamic Power is kind of our ethos, which I included in our bio, is that, you know, power comes from the heart, mind, and body. But when you align those and harness the power of each of those, then you have this way over the top power, which we consider is the dynamic power. So the Team Dynamic Power apparel was kind of bred from that. So I'll come around to this. I know it's getting lengthy.
No, you're
but
fine.
The idea then is when you have the podcast, when you have the apparel line, when you have what my wife and I are eventually getting to, when we talk about what we're doing within the fitness space, and we want to have a real fine niche within the fitness space. What we are trying to create and what we want to create is this idea that it doesn't matter your race, religion, you know, sexual preference, whatever the case may be, that you yourself have your own power, and you can use that to create the person that you want to be. And why that's important to us is because we have, you know, some of our children, you know, are battling their own demons, right? And we're trying to get them. And to be completely honest, we live in a world full of negativity, right? And it's just, it's one of those things that it's like, man, if I can be for 43 years, you know, negative and pessimistic. And again, it wasn't a flip of the switch, right? I constantly on a daily basis am fighting my old self into this new self that I want to create. But it's the recognition, it's these ideas that we're trying to put out into the world and these thoughts that, hey, you know, you can choose to do A or B, but what makes you a more powerful person? Because in October of last year, when I heard Satema say, you are a powerful person, it just totally flipped the switch for me that, you know what, all my life I've thought I've been like a victim of this, and I'm this way because of some other action of somebody else. And when I, you know, again, 43 years, it took me to figure this out. But when I figured out, hey, you know what, I am a powerful person and I do decide what I let in and what I put out, it completely changed, you know, not only me, but my wife's and heck, even our children a little bit have noticed a difference and they're starting to walk a different tune. So That was an extremely long answer to your question. But we, you know, had this idea of kind of what we wanted to do at the beginning of this. And you know, the creating value was important to us. You know, as far as it being a business, I think you know we're still kind of at the starting gate of what we want to do with this and how we want it to evolve. But it's there, and we just keep plugging away and you know, weekly doing the podcast. And if I come up with a different idea or a new idea for a t-shirt, I throw it up and it's up there. So. Anyway, that's kind of the long answer to your short question.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that's the whole reason, was why I love having an interview style podcast. You know, I mean, I ask the question and then, you know, I get an answer, and I love it right. When answers are longer, because that means that we're actually engaged, you know, in the conversation. So yes, definitely. Thank you.
And I agree, because again, you know, one of the things that I didn't mention is, you know, we're looking forward to having you on our podcast. And so one of the other things that we wanted to kind of change the paradigm of my wife and I just discussing a topic is we came up with what we're calling the perspective series. And so, you know, when we normally sit in our day-to-day environments and we deal with the same people day after day and we talk to the same people day after day, you know, our perspective tends to be a little bit you know, blinded, if you will. And when you start getting around people or you start hearing of people that, you know, have overcome great odds, or, you know, they're running a very successful business, and at the end of the day, they're just like you and me, and they, you know, they have the same stories and thoughts that run through their mind, but they just, you know, they're just constantly beating them and getting somewhere different, it creates this idea for somebody that, like, hey, you know what, if they can do it, what I can too, man. I'm powerful. I got this. So we threw in these perspective series episodes into our podcast just to allow the listeners to be able to hear a different side of, you know, the fence, if you will, to where they're hearing something outside of what just my wife and I are talking about, and can gain a greater perspective from the guest that we have on for that specific episode.
Right. Okay. How long have you been adding in the interview episodes?
Not very. You'll be lucky number three. So Woo! You'll be the third. You'll be the third. We've done it two times. And we've got like three or four other guests. We just scheduling things and all of that. So right. We'll have more, but we don't have a rhyme or reason, meaning we don't have, say, like every two or three episodes that we do, it's a perspective series. We just kind of, as they get scheduled, and depending upon what we have scheduled, if we can record just my wife and I, or if we have to use one of the perspective series as a, you know, a filler, for lack of a better term, then we'll post that.
So do you still only do one episode a week then?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Awesome. And then bringing it back to your other answer. So are you still in the corporate world now and are like trying to move out of it, or have you moved out of it?
So my wife has moved out of it. She's 5 weeks removed from her corporate job, and she's, you know, we're She's currently, so to add kind of to where we were a year ago to where we are now, we both, you know, obviously we want to play in the fitness realm. We both acquired our personal training certifications here within the last several. My wife's had it for probably 8 months now, and I've had it for about 4 or 5. So she's personal training full time at a local gym here. It's not a like a corporate franchise gym.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to be in the trenches, work out some of her systems, you know, that sort of thing. And then I, of course, am still in the corporate world. I do that part time during the evenings and on the weekends. But ultimately, what we want to do and what we will do is open a small gym where we want to work with our niche. And I'm being very secretive of our niche. So, but that's the ultimate goal. And we, you know, we've talked about a 3 to 5 year goal for that. But I will tell you that last year, when my wife has always been talking about being a personal trainer, I mean, we thought that was going to be a 2 to 3 year goal, and it was less than a year that she was doing that. So, you know, you don't ever know what's on the horizon. And we just consistently and constantly tell ourselves that we just need to keep working towards it. And there may be other opportunities that come up. There may be other doors that open, but we still need to drive towards that end goal of owning our own small facility.
Right. Okay. Are you planning on expanding to the online space at all besides the apparel line with maybe like an online course or something like that?
So if you've seen my social media posts for the last couple days, we are counting down till Friday, and you will have an answer on Friday as to what we're wanting, our special announcement on Friday.
Okay, awesome. Yes, I will definitely keep an eye out for that. And so, you know, without giving anything away to keep the surprise, is the podcast going to be any part of what that special announcement is going to be? I don't know if you can answer that. But
it's
the reason,
not.
Okay.
It's not. But there will be a special episode that drops on Friday for the special announcement.
Okay.
So we're using the podcast to help spread the word. But it's not part of the special announcement.
Right. And the reason I ask is because I know a lot of people, especially in the online space, including myself, a great way to use a podcast as a tool, besides of course sharing value and having meaningful conversations, podcast is a fantastic business tool, right? Not as like an income generating tool in and of itself, but as part of a marketing funnel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, get people in through the podcast, and then from there maybe get on the phone with you or go to a product or some kind, or get on an email list. So is that something that eventually you might use the podcast to like to work with it in that way as well? Because you mentioned email and website, so I have a feeling it's going to be moving in that direction.
Yeah. So actually what I failed to mention though is we do have a Facebook group that we are plugging on the podcast to get people into what we call the conversation. As you know, and as the listeners know that have a podcast, unless you're doing an interview type podcast, and even then it's one person, we find that there's great value into absorbing people into the conversation. So if we have a conversation about, you know, like the other day, the do and done thing was our topic, and we actually had somebody post in our Facebook group about something that they have been, you know, kind of putting off and telling themselves stories around, and they heard the do and done episode and they were like, I just went and did it. So, you know, so it's those things, right? Because again, people can hear from my wife and I on a weekly basis, but when you start hearing other people or seeing posts from other people that are like, hey, you know, I wanted to make a difference in my life and I did A, B, or C, then it really starts to hold a lot more value, right? Than just a guy and his wife talking on podcast. And so that's kind of the other thing that we do have attached is our Facebook group.
Right. Okay. So let's transition slightly from that into asking, I want to dive a little bit more into the podcast itself, right?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. What parts of the podcast process do you and your wife handle, and what parts do you outsource, if any?
So we handle 100% of what we do. The editing, I will say though, we did use Upwork and Fiverr for our podcast artwork, as well as the intro music on our podcast. That I will note, the intro music didn't come for a few episodes. Again, when we talk about imperfect action, that is something I still would be thinking about. If intro music was the trigger for me to start a podcast, I would still be listening to intro music and not have any podcasts out. So the intro music came later, but that is all, you know, that's all one and done sort of thing. You decide on the artwork, it's done. You decide on the intro music, it's done. And then you're just using that. But yes, I do edit. All of the software that I use is free software. I literally, on investment to start the podcast, if we want to dig a little deeper, was the two headsets that I got off Amazon that roughly I think were like $35 a piece, so $70 in. And I had to get a virus removed off my laptop because I thought I was downloading the right thing and it was actually a virus. So wow. I think it was $70 to get my computer cleaned up. So that was $70 that wasn't, looked for originally, but very inexpensive. It's not something that, you know, I looked at microphones and it's, you know, that you can get lost in which microphone and what type of microphone. And at the end, it was just, let's get something to where we can record and a lot of YouTube videos. And we are where we are.
Yeah. And that's, I know Satema, he uses his cell phone to record podcast yep. episodes. So you don't have to have fancy equipment in order to do it.
No, definitely not. And I just went that route because I wanted to make sure that there wasn't a loss of audio between my wife and I. So, yeah. You know, laying the cell phone on the table and hoping that, you know, there was, I wanted to make sure we could adjust some levels. Cause if you hear my wife compared to me, I definitely have a lot louder voice.
Yeah. There are some differences, of course, when it's two hosts as well, mm-hmm. then you do have to be a little bit more intentional about the kind of equipment just to make sure that each voice is able to be heard, you know? So yeah,
most definitely. Yeah.
How much time do you spend working on the podcast each week, would you say?
So for us, and when we talk, when we have our topics that her and I are talking about, we're very cognizant of not wanting to start repeating, you know, what we're talking about and kind of, for lack of a better term, beating a dead horse. So our episodes are generally anywhere from 12 to 20 minutes long. I mean, they're not very long. So, you know, the bigger part of that is the setup, right, of what we're going to talk about. The initial idea for my wife and I was that one week I would have a topic and I would surprise her with it when we would start recording, and we would kind of discuss it that way. And then the next week she would have a topic, she'd surprise me with it, and, you know, then we'd go from there, and we'd just repeat that week in and week out. Well, theory is always better than actual what happens. And what we find ourselves doing is, you know, whether we post on social media during the week or whether we run into something in the day-to-day living life, that generally becomes our topic. So now what we've done is we've got a very, very loose outline, three bullet points of things that we want to accomplish with what we're talking about in the podcast. So we fill in, you know, what our topic's going to be. And then from there, these three little bullet points as far as what we want the outcome to be, you know, the call to action that we want the listener to, you know, have action on. And that's kind of what we roll with. So most of that goes in. Long story short, it's generally about an hour and a half. So from the time we pre-plan, we record, and I edit, it's generally about an hour and a half a week, which is why we haven't outsourced anything, right? Because I can give that time right now. I know there'll be a point in time where that may not be true. And then of course, right, you can hire people to do some of the things that you can be doing other things for, and creating a higher value because of that. So yeah, everything is done in-house right now. And it's actually, I like that I've done it that way. Cause it's allowed me to learn some things that I even wanted to learn a long time ago when I talk about or think about, you know, when I used to play the guitar and things like that, right? I always thought it was cool that people could record and edit and do all this good stuff. So it's kind of neat that I'm not playing the guitar, but I'm editing audio nonetheless.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And that's, I mean, that's usually, that's why people outsource at all, is because of the time factor. Because editing and working on a podcast in and of itself is not very difficult. You know, I mean, you know, if you don't know anything about it, YouTube has plenty of tutorials for free softwares, and it's not very difficult. But the only problem is it's time consuming, especially for people who have, like, for example, with my podcast, it's usually half an hour to an hour of an interview episode, which of course takes a lot longer to edit and produce than
most definitely
an episode. So yeah.
Yeah. Cause our perspective series falls into the 30, 40 minute category as well. Right. So you get, you know, you don't want to get somebody on and like 10 minutes later, you're like, thanks for being on. See you later. You know, you want to give them the, you want to give them the stage to talk and that stuff. And, you know, I mean, the other thing is too, is when I talk about imperfect action, I definitely fell into the trap, you know, early on editing my own, our own audio, of trying to remove all the ums, all the, you know what I mean, all the, I, you know, so's, all of kind of the words that you're not supposed to use if you're a professional speaker. And now it's, you know, when I think the important thing about a podcast is you want people to know who you are, Evan, or who I am, Jeremy, or who my wife is, or, you know, whoever, you kind of want that to come out. And the reality of the situation is we all talk the way that we talk. And so I think I fell into that trap of trying to make it perfect. And then my wife just told me one day, she's like, I listened to those first few episodes, and she's like, that's not you. I mean, it's like an edited version of you, but it's not like your true self. So there's very rare, the only thing that I usually take out are like long pauses. But what you hear on our podcast is there's really nothing removed at this point anymore. And if there is, maybe is only a few seconds of dead silence or the dog barking in the most inopportune time. Even then, if it falls into when we're talking, it's left in because, hey, it's life.
Yeah. And that's, I'm really happy to hear that because I have the same feelings about podcasting. I usually edit for, the editing that I do is editing for sound, usually, like making sure people's voices are the same volume, or if there's a really annoying background noise, removing that. And the only thing that I'll actually cut would be if there's a really long pause, or if someone is like, it needs to stop and cough or something, and like, can you start that over? Then, like, of course I'll cut that out, or like a really long pause, but that's really it. I mean, I don't, I could just say, right there. I probably wouldn't cut that out if I was editing through, because that's how I talk. And that's how humans talk. People talk that way.
Yeah.
And exactly. Like, and it's interesting that you said that your wife went back and listened to the episodes and she actually noticed that difference. Because you think, as the content creator yourself going through, you think, oh, people are going to hate it if there are those ums and things in there. But in reality, people will like it better if you leave that stuff in, because it sounds natural. Whereas if you edit out every single thing, people are going to notice that. And if something is going to feel off or wrong.
Most definitely. And I liken it too, to the same thing with like people talk about on social media. And that is, if you're taking a picture, take a picture and post it. If you're taking a video, take a video and post it, because us being human beings, right, we're just wired to start nitpicking things that we see. And my wife used to be real bad at that. If we'd post a video on social media, and she'd be like, let me watch it. And now I don't even give her the phone. I'm like, nope, one and done. Right. I mean, we just one and done and post. And that's kind of where we've gotten. And again, I do the same thing. I edit for sound and that stuff. But as far as listening, you know, since we recorded it, I don't have to listen to it. I just know where the little, you know, spaces are. I write them down as we're recording. And then I just go to that spot, edit it out. And then I just do my 4 or 5 audio things to make it sound pretty, and we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I also I wanted to bring it back a little bit and ask and just kind of mention that it sounds like your podcast is really more about building a movement as opposed to like building off of an online business. Is that true?
Correct.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. And I think that is something that a lot of people may not think about or realize. Because, so let me ask, how influential has your podcast been, and how important has it been in in helping to build your movement? We kind of went over that already, but I kind of wanted to ask that from this perspective of building a movement.
So I would say that, you know, it's slow, which I knew it was going to be. You know, we've only got, you know, 36, I think, in our Facebook group page. I mean, you know, we'll be honest, 36 in our Facebook group page, not a whole lot. But again, the idea is, you know, when you're not supposed to compare yourself to other people, but when you look at some of the other popular podcasts that are out there, I mean, you know, these people got like 4.8, you know, as an average like score, and they've got like 32,000 reviews, right? And I'm sitting at a 5.0 with 14 reviews. So I'm like, hey, I'll take 14, right? I'd rather take 14 5.0 reviews than one 1-star review, right? So I mean, you know, count. So, and that's fine and that's okay, right? Because we did know going in that, you know, creating this value and trying to build this community around this mindset and this idea of power, that it wasn't going to be an overnight sensation, right? I mean, and I think part of that is me still being in the corporate world. I, you know, I do give attention to posting daily, at least once on the social media platforms, you know, and some people tell you do it 2 or 3 times. There's some people that are story crazy. I can't get there. I can't do 72 stories in one day. I mean, it's like, good night, give me a break. But, you know, if that works for people, great for them if they have the time and attention to be able to do that, right? But, it, you know, I'm a one man, we're a one, two person team. So there's a lot of things that I'm doing from a social media standpoint, podcast that I'm doing. You know, my wife is building the personal training career and being in the trenches and refining her craft and learning and getting better every day. So, you know, the movement's been slow. And again, that's okay, because, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's just being consistent, or as Satema says, keep chopping wood. You just got to keep chopping wood. And the other one, which I actually have as a printed sign on my refrigerator and in my bathroom, is the Chinese bamboo saying, right? So anybody that doesn't know, he talks about that quite a bit. Don't get me on the time frame, but like, you plant the seeds for Chinese bamboo and it takes like 5 years, 4 months, 3 weeks, and so many days. And once it comes out of the ground, it's like, boom, like 9 feet in the air, right? But you don't see anything for that long. Not that I'm hoping that it takes 5 years for us to get some momentum on this, but the idea being that is that if we keep watering it, we keep doing the work, you know, we keep making the podcast, we keep voicing this, take the power back, and, you know, everybody has their own power, and to be powerful, you know, hopefully those things start catching on, and as, you know, one turns into two, turns into four, so on and so forth, and that's how this thing grows.
Exactly. And that's something that I have found to be true, is that podcasting is a long game. You mm-hmm. don't start a podcast and within the first 5 episodes, you have your Pat Flynn or you know, yeah. your Satema.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you know, that's, that's just simply not going to happen. That can't happen unless you're already absolutely famous already and just had to start a podcast. Then yep, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's usually not the case. Usually it's the other way around. You start with the podcast, then you get famous, or then you build a following.
Right.
So, and like John Lee Dumas. Have you listened to John Lee Dumas's podcast?
I have.
It's Entrepreneur on Fire.
Okay.
I don't listen to it very often, but I know his story. And he was the first person to do a daily, I believe it's 7 days a week. I don't remember if it was 5 or 7 days a week, but he was the first person to do like a daily dedicated podcast episode. I think it was interview as well. And like, I remember it, like, you know, episode 1 didn't cut, you know, and he nowadays, I like to bring him up because he has a huge audience now. He's like, him and Pat Flynn are like the two main, like people they think of when you think of podcasting as it relates to business usually.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, he didn't get to this point right away. Neither did Pat Flynn, or neither did Satema. You know, that's, and like Satema's story, he does, I'm happy that you went to Satema's event, because there's a lot of examples from his life that apply to podcasting as well. Like his speaking career, he started mm-hmm. and like, it was something like 3 people showed up to his first event or something like that.
And he had 100 chairs. And one walked out,
and one, yeah, walked, and one out.
Walked out within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. So like, you know, that's episode one of your podcast is that. And then only after, I don't know, episode 50, episode 100, you keep going, then the momentum continues to build and grow. So yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, it's a long game, but you know, I mean, I really think when it comes to anything, it, you know, you have to be in it for the long game. What, you know, it's even with this apparel thing that we're doing, you know, I was telling myself, oh, this is going to be glamorous. It's going to be like this, that, or whatever. And the reality of the situation is the apparel, we didn't start the apparel line to make money. We started the apparel line to enhance, you know, the movement and the community and that sort of thing. You know, but I went into it thinking like, oh man, the units are just going to be flying. And it's like, no, reality is that it's like the podcast. It's got to gain momentum and grow. And that's okay. So, you know, I mean, that's one thing that I would say, you know, to the listeners and anybody that's wanting to start a podcast is, number one, imperfect action taken is way better than perfect action not taken. And the other thing is it don't judge or don't base what your following is or what your listener base is off the first. I mean, like, you know, we're 35 episodes in and it's, you know, I know it's still growing and it still needs to gain momentum, but where I thought we were going to be 35 episodes in back in January is we are way further than I thought we were going to be. I mean, I literally thought if we broke over like 500 in the first year, we were going to be like, yes. And you know, we're well over that. So, you know, we're very happy about that. You just have to keep plugging away.
Yeah. 500 downloads.
Yeah. We're way over that. Yeah. Nice. That's what I went into it thinking was we'll be transparent here. I think we're like 1740.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 months, 1740, that's about 174 a month. I mean, that's, you know, four episodes a month. That's 40 some. It is. We like it, right? That's our numbers and we're happy with those numbers. So again, not comparing to anybody, not trying to make anybody feel A or B, but for us, you know, that's way more than we thought we were going to have.
Yeah. And put yourself in a room with all those people. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. So that's especially for those people out there who might have similar numbers, but are comparing themselves to Satema or Pat Flynn or whoever, and millions of downloads, thousands of downloads.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, even if you have 100 downloads, I mean, put yourself in a room with 100 people there. That's exactly what it is. So
yeah, for sure. And you know, that's a good way to look at it. That's a good perspective, right? Because I mean, if you think about and you know, we know that those are going to be recurring too, right? I mean, we have people that subscribe and that sort of thing, but even still, even if it was a quarter of that, right, and like 440 people, that's a lot of people, right? And again, when we looked at, you know, we had this fitness group that we were in and we knew some people through that. I mean, we don't know 440 of them, I'll tell you that right now. So they're coming from somewhere. And again, that's the cool thing about it. And that's why we're really starting to push the group, right? Because if we could get 400 people in the group, man, just think about the traffic and just the stories that are being told and you know, people's results and just all those different things that really, again, adds gasoline to the fire, which creates a, you know, a much larger fire.
Yeah, definitely. So you kind of already answered this in a way, but I like to wind down the podcast with this question. And that would be, for those people out there who are unsure about whether or not a podcast would be right for them or their business, if they have one, what would be your number one tip? What would you say to them?
Do it. Just do it. I mean, that's, you know, people can tell themselves all sorts of stories. And, you know, we battle this on a constant basis. I mean, we just got back from an event. My wife and I just got back from an event over the weekend, the VIP 50 event. And, you know, we are definitely telling ourselves some stories. And again, this thing that teasing again, this Friday deal, this is us doing it, right? I mean, it's just, we just need to put it out there. We're going to do it. And so, you know, is it going to sound horrible? Probably not. I mean, you're probably going to be more judgmental than it actually sounds. But just do it. You know, whether you do it on a cell phone, whether you go buy a $200, you know, voice thing that they sell, fine. Whether you get two headsets or one headset on Amazon, It doesn't matter. What matters is that you do it, you put it out there, and you just refine your craft and get better. And the other thing I would say, the second thing I would say, is listen to people's podcasts that you find informational or, you know, of value, and kind of mimic, you know, some of the things that they're doing, or some of the ways that they do their podcast, or how it's produced, and, you know, where they throw things in at, and if you like that, if you don't, because I try several different things, whether I'm plugging something on the front of it, plugging something on the back of it, plug music podcast, music plug podcast. I mean, there's, as we try to find our cadence on what we're trying to do, you know, that's the good thing about it. It's yours, and you can do what you want with it until you find your perfect match. And that's great, right? Because the greatest thing about creating something is that you're doing it, and you can do it the way that you want to do it, not the way somebody is telling you to do it, or not the way you think it should be done. It's just, let's try this and see what happens.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Jeremy. That is something that I feel like a lot of people need to hear, is that it doesn't have to be perfect. It's yours. You know, no one's telling you what to do. It's your content, it's your podcast, so put it out there the way you want it to be out there. Yeah. Definitely. And it will develop more of a character over time. It takes time as well to develop a character and a flow. So
while you're doing all that, where you're trying to find out not only, you know, how you want your podcast to be, I mean, you're really trying to find out how you want to be. And I'm sure we're all guilty of it, right? The way that I went into the podcast and trying to be Mr. All, you know, prim and proper, and I, you know, I talk like I read Shakespeare all the time. You know, that's not me, right? And that's not the way I want to be. And I better remove this and this so, and, you know, these things. And it's like, man, that's the way that I talk. And if people are going to be drawn to you, they're going to be drawn to you because of your authenticity and the way that you present topics or business or whatever your podcast is. Hell, if it's even Star Wars characters, whatever it is, which I was dumbfounded to learn that there was like this whole slew of Game of Thrones podcast over the Game of Thrones show. I was like, man, I didn't even know that was a thing. But anyway, it is. And but that's the cool thing about it is your authenticity is going to take you way further than any highly produced, highly music, highly whatever, highly sponsorship, because you're not going to get any of those things if you're not authentic and have the charisma and get people to draw into what you're saying and what you're presenting and how you feel about said topic that you're speaking on.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for that. And for those listeners out there who, you know, are curious about what you do and want to find out more about you, where can they find you?
Well, as I may have mentioned earlier, I mean, the big hitters for me is Instagram and Facebook. And I sent you the links for that. So I included not only the Facebook and IG links for my personal pages, but also for our Team Dynamic Power, our Instagram and Facebook page for those. And if you want to learn more about our Facebook group, that's in the show notes of our podcast.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for that, Jeremy, and thank you again for being on the podcast. I appreciate all of that incredible value that you shared.
And thank you, Evan, man. Like I said, I was extremely excited when you reached out, and you know, I hope I brought value to your podcast, and I look forward to having you on our podcast as well.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success. Make sure to head over to ipodcastedit.com to check out the show notes and get each episode of the show delivered right to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever audio service you use. If you want to continue the conversation, or you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode as we continue down the path to podcast success.